the churches are lying to people. If you'll see in my card, Jesus is the truth. Churches are in lies, and we need to repent. And when we call people to repentance, it's out of the world, out of the churches, out of their flesh. And so if you have a faith in Christ, you know that he was fully God, fully man, came to the earth to die for the sins of mankind.
Right.
Okay, so you know that. And then repentance. Do you know about repentance?
Yeah.
Repentance is a turning of your mind and your ways and your life toward God.
That's
leaving
right.
all your sins.
Right.
And then willing to follow after him. And if you do that, do you know what happens then?
You tell me.
You become born again.
Okay.
He gives the Holy Spirit to you. Do you know that?
Right.
You know that. Okay. And then if you have the Holy Spirit within you, you do works of holiness and obedience, following the scriptures, and then you continue to do that and follow hard after him, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. All of the good things of God, his love, his mercy, his grace, his truth, and eternal life that waits for us.
Yeah. Ever since I came here to this same town 12 years ago, I have been given a spiritual awakening. And I've been doing pretty much what you've been saying on my own without a church. I have when I first moved into the neighborhood where I live, I attended a church, right? The best way to meet people in your neighborhood. And it was like, but I'm not a church person, because I am the church.
That's exactly right. We're supposed to be the body of Christ. And you realize the churches are made of man. Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, all the different flavors. They were made hundreds, if not a thousand or 1,500 years later. So what we encourage people to do is come out of those places, come out of the culture, which is Satan's kingdom, and become a child of God, called out, set apart, and seeking him in holiness and obedience.
So you don't have a church of your own?
No, we don't have a building. See, what we are is what you said. We are the body of Christ. And the church means ecclesia, the called out, set apart ones. And so my husband and I, he's right over there. Oh, he's talking to somebody else. We travel full time. We retired. And we travel full time, very simply, and we minister the gospel and warn people like you about man-made religion and anybody else that we can. We encourage people to get in the scriptures. We have a very large website for free. We don't take anybody's money. We refuse any donations. And we just want people to see through the deception that Jesus said would be in the end times. False teachers everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
On the internet, on the TV, on the radio, in all the church buildings. And they have the appearance of godliness, but they deny the power of God to be able to be set free from your sins. Like John 8:32, if you know the truth, it'll set you free. And we want people to be set free from the trappings of Satan. Satan's kingdom, you realize this is Satan's kingdom.
So you are basically paying your own way.
We don't take anybody's money. We were both in business for a while. He retired. We live so simple. We live in like Walmart parking lots, Cracker Barrel parking. We don't live in them. We park in them wherever they welcome us. And we park next to the people who are low, what the society would call low people.
Yeah.
The ones that don't have any money, or they're out begging, and maybe they're addicted to things.
The one they want to kick out of town.
But they need the gospel too. And
right.
So if they're hungry, we feed them and we give them the gospel. And then sometimes there's people in rich motorhomes, you know, million-dollar motorhomes. They need the gospel too. And so we share the truth with everybody without partiality. And we love the Lord, which that is the first commandment. And we love our neighbor. And so we travel around to call people out of the deception. And we live very frugal, like we were talking about. So we can do that. But you notice the churches are like a business. They take people's money and all these ministries.
They
want your money because I need to support myself. And that's not true. See, we stand against that.
That's the reason I don't go to church, because you go to church nowadays and you got 24 different types of coffee and donuts. And I don't go to Dunkin' Donuts to get baptized.
You're right. Coffee, donuts, you know, you're gonna be interested in this. We stand.
You know, nobody dresses up, nobody pays any respect. You just show up like you either got to be working on your car.
Yeah. I was going to go back to the coffee thing. We stand outside churches also, and we call them out of their sins. And they come out, they'll bring coffee and donuts to us, but they don't bring the Bible and the Word of God. That's why we're there. And so we know Jesus said few and narrow. Few are going to find it, and narrow is the way. So we're not out here for all the people who walk by and don't want it. We're out here for the people who have a willing, seeking heart, that the Spirit might be moving in them.
So the people that stop and talk to you is the ones that you're looking for.
They would obviously have a heart for the Lord and the truth, and hopefully they go do something with it. 99.9% of the people in the world don't really want anything to do with it. Even if they claim the name of Christ, you realize the biggest haters are the ones that go to the churches, and they think they have it. They think they have the truth, but we try to help them, and they're beyond correction according to them.
Well, how big a group are you?
Well, like I said, we travel, so we fellowship with people online. We do have a brother. He's on that corner over there, a younger brother that's traveling with us. But if you wanted, my husband's right there. If you want to go over there, you could ask him any questions. He'd be happy to talk to you and share more truth with you.
Well, I'm for sure. I'm on the same wavelength.
Okay, well, tell you what. You got our gospel card.
I do.
Yeah, you put it in your bag there.
Yeah, right here.
Down there, yep. And it's got our website on there, and it's also got our email. If you want to email any questions, check out our website. We have thousands of teachings, articles, audios, videos, just for people to help them see the truth.
What you say is kind of, straightforward. It doesn't really require any questions. I've been seeking God for a long time.
Okay.
And I tried the church, and it just didn't do it for me. And so... 12 years ago, I moved to this town, and when I got off the bus, so